the Bible says elsewhere further on that that Adam and Eve had other sons and daughters, so presumably one of the other daughters would have been a wife for each of them. That, I think, is the simplest, that's the most economical explanation of the thing. Obviously, there have been people, even the evangelical people, who have argued for pre-Adamic man and things like that, so I just don't think there's any point to wander off.
That statement, by the way, comes in the genealogies in chapter 5 of Genesis, verse 7, when it says about Adam, and after he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Earlier, after Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. That's Genesis 5, verse 4. Now, later on, there's prohibition against marrying one's own sister. But that is after you have been around for a while, after the human race has been around for a while, and there are great dangers in marrying close relatives, because any genetic mishaps that has occurred to one member of the family can also have occurred to the other member of the family, and then the chances of that matching up and giving you even a greater mishap is greatly enhanced. Early part in the human race, however, that is not a problem. Human race has not been around long enough to have those kinds of mishaps. So marrying one's own sister at that particular time would not have been a problem. In fact, we even find later on that Abraham is marrying his half-sister back in, 2000 B.C.